We've got the smartwatch and the smartphone, but surprisingly, the clock hasn't stopped on the traditional watch industry. Kearney's Watch Repair at the Avalon Mall in St. John's sells and fixes all kinds of watches. Michelle Norman, the manager, says that when smartphones took off, everyone thought that it was going to kill the watch industry.
The watch companies kicked back in a big way, and they branded and they turned it into, it's more of a fashion accessory and yet still a watch. It is even killing, not killing, but it is even responding really well to the smartwatches. And what they've done is make it something that you have to accessorize your outfit. So everyone has to have a Michael Kors and or a Gucci and or this and or that. And versus 50 years ago when everyone had, say, their Sunday watch or their dress-up watch and then their everyday watch, now people have collections of 10, 12, 15, 30 watches.
Brandy O'Keefe wears a watch every single day. Mostly to tell the time, but also to make a fashion statement. When she forgets to put one on, her arm feels bare.
I use my watch to tell the time. If not, I'm looking at my wrist if it's not there. I wear them. I do have a great collection of watches, I'd like to think, ranging in different colors and styles, sizes. I usually go more for how they look or what it's about, if it's a funky color or a different design. I really like that. I'm not one to stick to kind of the status quo.
So it's gone from being a very practical essential to a completely unnecessary but really wanted and desired item. And everybody has one. And kids who can't tell time still wear watches. I see that regularly when I'm sizing a watch that somebody got for Christmas and I say, oh, that's not ticking. Do you want a battery? Oh, it's okay. I can't tell the time. I just want to wear it.
Michelle Norman says business has never been better. To give you an idea, she says she installs about 70 to 80 batteries a day in traditional watches. For watch wearers, there is simply nothing better than an old classic analog watch. For the watch industry, time won't stop ticking. Victoria Bashcock, Kicker News.